I order almost everything online, and that covers a lot of ground. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in the art department that I'm always needing, and usually the cheapest way to get it is through Amazon or something kind of similar. So I'm accustomed to ordering things online. But what's ridiculous is whenever I'm trying to get an order, they generally send it UPS, and it is extremely difficult to get to actually get the delivery. Like most of the time, I'll get a notice and either have to go pick it up or because they don't deliver, they deliver when everybody's at work, basically. Well, the funny thing about that is there's frequently stuff that I'm going to be getting in a delivery that I don't mind at all if they just leave it on my front porch. I live in a really good neighborhood. It's hardly hardly a ghetto. If I'm ordering, say, a bunch of notebooks, which I do all the time, if I'm getting an order of notebooks in, just little sketchbooks, that sort of thing, I want them to just leave it there, but they're always kind of not wanting to do that. But then sometimes I'll order something that's kind of a large ticket item, and for some reason that they'll leave that on the front porch. I can't tell you how many times this has happened. $15 worth of sketchbooks, they won't just stick, inside the door. On the other hand, today, I got my, DSLR camera, my Canon T2i. That I ordered off Amazon. And, of course, I'm one of those people that I check my tracking number constantly if I'm getting something because I'm kind of impatient and I'm wanting it to get here as quickly as possible. So I happen to check the tracking number, and it says it's delivered. And I'm thinking, how could it be delivered? I wasn't there. And it occurred to me that they had left it on my front porch. So I jumped in the car. I just left work. Fortunately, I live really close to my office, but I jumped in the car and drove over, and there it was, two big boxes, and one of which had my very expensive camera sitting in it. I was just beside myself. I can't believe it. I mean, it seems irresponsible to me. I mean, granted, I realize they're probably not going to know what's in there, but it seems like without fail, the stuff that I would really rather not have just sitting out in the open, that's the stuff that they're happy to just leave sitting in broad daylight. But oh well. But I've been playing around with my camera, trying to get the hang of it, and something tells me this is going to be the start of a beautiful relationship. I have discovered one thing about myself, though, is I cannot use this camera without feeling like Peter Parker, which I don't mind because that's pretty cool. But, I've already learned a lot about it. I've been learning how to shoot video, and now it's just going to be a matter of learning how to squeeze the best quality out of the lenses I got. I got a couple of lenses. I got the stock lens, which is an 18 to 55 millimeter with the stabilizer on it, the image stabilizer, and it's a nice little stock lens. And I also got a telephoto lens with it that's 55 to 250, I don't remember what the f-stop is on that, but it's a nice telephoto lens, which actually didn't even set me back that much. I was kind of surprised. But so I think the funny thing, the moral of all this is that even though I've got it for the video, I'm suddenly really intrigued by still photography, and I figure since I've got a camera that's capable of taking some really nice pictures, I'll probably start getting even a little bit more deep into photography. But I would sort of watch this space, though, because I know I've got plenty of video projects I'm going to be working on. and should be posting those before too long.